I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. I'm Andy White and I'm joined by...
Felice Ayling.
Hello, Felice. How are we today?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you, Andy?
Just check. Yeah, absolutely fine. Right. Long tail keywords and profitability, Felice.
Yes.
Or even profitability.
Yeah. Thought we just, in this conversation, I mean, anybody working in SEO or content probably has on a regular basis. It's looking at the value of your head keywords as opposed to long tail keywords. For anyone that doesn't know what that means, head keywords would be very short. So say if you're working in recruitment, head keyword would be jobs.
That would be the obvious ones.
The obvious ones. Yes. You know, they're generally quite short, maybe one or two words, and they normally define an industry or a product range or some kind of service. So your long-term keywords are ones that contain a bit more information. So we'd be looking at things like if it was jobs, it would be marketing jobs would be a slightly longer keyword.
Yeah.
It might be then marketing jobs in London. That would be then getting more into your long tail search.
So I can see the graph in my head. I've got a graph in my head with a vertical axis horizontal and it's all sort of pressed up against the left-hand side, isn't it?
It is.
And then it's a tails off.
It tails
asymptotically.
Off. Hence the term long tail.
Long tail, yes.
So the idea being that the longer the search term, the more qualifying terms that are in there, the more targeted the search is.
And probably the further towards the right of the tail they are.
And the further towards the right of the tail. So if the vertical axis was volume, then the horizontal axis would be intent.
Yeah.
So the further along on the right-hand side you go, so the further towards the thin end of the tail, the higher the intent from the person actually putting the search
The more focused it is.
The more focused it is.
Yeah.
And you'll find there's usually a direct correlation to where in the purchase journey they are. So if somebody is looking for...
I see where this is going.
You see where this is going.
Yeah. So someone's searching for a pink furry iPad.
Pink furry iPad?
Yes. For example. Bad example, it's an example.
So yeah, well, pink furry iPad, you'd be looking into the long tail search on that one rather than, you know, iPad cover would be very general.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of websites that could potentially be delivered up for that search term, potentially websites with a lot more money and a lot bigger than you, you know, with a lot more resource to throw at it that could potentially be, you know, be showing up ahead of you in search. And I think we work with brands and we talk to them about this, you know, quite a lot. And this, you know, there's always a balance to be struck between the head terms, which do serve up impressions and are quite good for brand awareness. Mm-hmm. But in terms of whether people are actually going to convert, it's the long tail search is where you're looking at aiming. And particularly if you're a smaller business and if you're locally based, so if you are based in a particular location, that long tail search, especially the geographical searches, you know, may be the best place for you to put your resources. Because you'll find even though the numbers are a lot lower, so the amount of people actually putting that search in, the conversion rates and the conversions per 1,000 impressions, which is one of the metrics, are much, much higher. And we kind of liken it to, you know, to going, if I were, say, you know, well, for us as a digital marketing agency, if we wanted to go out and actually talk to people that potentially might want our services, and say we wanted to go and talk at a conference, we wouldn't necessarily go to a conference that was talking generally about marketing as a whole, or even, you know, even further than that, looking at kind of business development or some kind of business networking type meeting, because, you know, we'd put a lot of effort and resource into going there, and you may find out of 2,000 people, only 5 of them are potentially interested. Mm. And, it, you know, those are people that are potentially interested and might convert at some point. So it's a lot of resource, you know, to put into something where the number of people that are actually going to end up as customers and can be very, very small. And you're competing against people that potentially have a lot more, you know, are bigger brands than you, have more reputation than you do, and are already well known.
Sure.
And have that trust level. So if we wanted to focus on digital marketing, we'd go to a digital marketing conference. We potentially go to a digital marketing conference in Brighton because that's where we're located, rather yeah. than one in Scotland or Glasgow, or actually Glasgow's in Scotland, sorry. rather than one in Glasgow or Manchester or... Yeah. So, you know, it's thinking about where your customers are coming from and what they're actually looking for. So what are they putting into search, and at what point are they more likely to convert to you than somebody else? Yeah. So I think, you know, for when we're looking at keyword lengths, I think, you know, I think it's the intent part of that graph that for brands, I think is the most useful bit of information. You know, you want to be able to grab people when they're at the point where they're making a decision about a purchase. And I think, and putting that in the context of the customer purchase journey.
Yes.
You know, we always have the bit at the beginning, which is your awareness. People might just be searching generally for a bit of information. They move through to kind of the discovery and comparison phase where they start to go, okay, there's a few people offering this. How am I going to start deciding which one I want? Then you move them through to the actual kind of decision part, and then they convert. And it is that comparison, decision, convert part that you want to be capturing people.
It really does sound like this is very well suited to organizations that sell products.
I mean, it's products, services, it can be anything really.
Yeah.
I mean, those that are more sort of information based, you know, if you've got, you know, if you own Mashable, you're not really going to be thinking about that too much because you cover pretty much everything.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if say you're a solicitor's based in the Sussex area and you offer specific services, you're not really going to be looking at things like solicitors. That's not a keyword that you want to be going after because it's huge. You know, the chances are you are going to be looking for either solicitors in Sussex that people are looking, you know, or making sure that your location's tagged so that Google knows where you are,
yes.
so that it will offer you up as a local search to people within Sussex searching for solicitors. But you are probably going to be looking at, say, personal injury solicitors or...
Yeah, specializations.
Specializations. Yes. Yeah. Because from the searches, but, you know, we as individuals as well, in terms of how we search, we, you know, we are at a point where we understand that the more words we put in, the better the results are going to be. And if we're looking for something very specific, if I'm looking for a personal injury solicitor, I'm going to put in personal injury solicitor in Sussex because that's where I live. That's the service I want. And I know then I'm going to get personal injury solicitors in Sussex in the results and not solicitors that do something else.
Yes.
And at that point, if I'm putting that in, I'm actually looking for that service. So as soon as I can see one that meets my needs, I'm going to call them up and I'm going to speak to them because I'm at the point where my intent to purchase is quite high. So I'm going to convert a lot more easily than somebody that's just looking at solicitors because they could be looking for all kinds of reasons. Could be doing research for a paper or, you know, they may not necessarily be thinking about actually using the service anytime soon. And while it can be useful for brand awareness, most brands really just want brand awareness within customers that might convert. So it is about getting yourself in front of those. So one of the, you know, we just really talk to brands about thinking, you know, not worrying too much about those top level keywords.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, things like Google's evolved, Google understands how people search, they understand that the longer the term, the more relevant the results are going to be, the more likely people are to convert. You know, if you're trying to compete for a term that has a lot of competition, you know, the chances are you're never going to be able to rank or compete with some of the bigger, you know, the bigger companies out there, unless you're one of those bigger companies, in which case you've got a lot of resource,
sure.
a lot of time to put behind it.
Felice, I remember, oh God, it was probably over 2 years ago, probably talking with Calvin about it, tools to show you what the competition is for various search terms. Have they changed much in the last couple of years?
No, they've not really changed at all. I mean, you know, one of the ones we use more often than not is AdWords, AdWord Planner. It's a nice tool. There's a couple of others out there as well, and we can, you know, put a few in the show notes so people can use them. Again, they're just indicators. Mm. We used to be able to see, you know, through analytics, we used to be able to see what people were putting into search and coming to our website on. But obviously now with, you know, Google's privacy laws, you can't now see most of the terms. It used to be quite easy. So now we have to do a little bit of guesswork. But part of that is, you know, is this fundamental message from Google that stop focusing on what we're looking for and start focusing on what your customers are looking for.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the rest. But you can go in and put in, so if you've got a head term, or at least maybe a you know, one or two combinations of terms, you can go into Google AdPlanet, completely free. You can put in that search term and it will come up with a list of related searches. It will give you like average monthly search volumes and also competition level for each one.
Right.
So again, it's a nice place to start. But what we'd what I would normally recommend doing is actually sitting down, trying to think like your customers and think about what are they putting in? What are they actually looking for when they come to us? And mapping out what you think the searches will probably be and what you think the keywords will be for your website. Then put those into our planner and use the data afterwards to give you an indication. So rather than using that as a way to get your key terms, because obviously Google doesn't know your business. So you could start off with a, you know, a head term of personal injury solicitor, but you could be getting, you know, Google will give you some suggested keywords, but it doesn't know if those keywords are relevant to your audience. It just gives you an idea of this is what other people generally searched for who searched for that term also.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, could cover off so many different needs. So, you know, start with your customers first. Most people, you know, if you know your business quite well, you generally know the kind of things people are looking for. And then those are the keywords that you then start building around on your site. And it also then feeds into things like your content strategy and what you're actually pushing out to people, what, you know, what you're saying on different channels. So, if you know, it feeds into all of that. And then, you know, you're starting to get into things like query-based searches, which can be very useful for you.
What is a query-based search?
Basically, somebody that's asked a question. You know, we've all done it. We've all done, you know, the how do I, how can I, what's the difference between...
Right. Yeah, the question-based,
the question-based searches. And actually, if you've got, you know, if you understand what those questions are and you can create content and create pages that are quite well optimized for those questions... Mm. Then you're going to find that you're really getting targeted. Then, you know, Google loves to serve up an exact match for a piece of content. So even though the numbers might be lower, the chances are a much higher proportion of those people will actually come to your site rather than somewhere else because they've got an exact match. You've answered their question, you know, and then they possibly may share that with other people as well.
It's all part of the rich tapestry of marketing, isn't it? Knowing what questions people ask about your product or service.
Yeah, and it just comes back again and again and again to what are your customers actually looking for? What do they want to know? What do they care about? You know, what are their issues? You know, and then you build your content, you build your website around that rather than looking at what's Google going to serve up for this and how can I best rank for? Because then the one thing that you're leaving out of that journey is the customer.
Mm.
And I think, you know, thinking about things like now there's personalized search as well. So even if you are competing for certain key terms, results are going to be different depending on who's searching. So no two users putting in the same search term are going to end up with the same results. Because what you can't see and what Google can is what else they've done before and what they do after. So did they put in a shorter keyword and then go on to put in a longer key term? Have they engaged with another brand's website in the past? Are they linked to them in some way on Google Plus?
Yeah.
So all of these things means that Google can serve up different search results based on the individual's preference. So again, you know, there's no hard and fast way to predict.
There's no predictability, is there, as what's going to come up?
No, there's so many factors that are out of your control.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's obviously where we start talking about things like, you know, the brand engagement. So not waiting until somebody is searching for something, try and engage with them before they're at that point. So, you know, it's when you start to get people like Three with the Dancing Pony ads and things, you know, putting stuff out there that people would engage with, even if they're not customers, because at the point where they decide they want to, you know, switch mobile phone provider, they're like, you know, Three's in their head. They're aware of them. So they actually don't even bother looking for anybody else. They've got this idea in their head that Three's, you know, Three's a good company for them. They like the kind of stuff they're putting out. So they just go straight to them and see what they've got on offer. So it actually means you can almost bypass the whole search process anyway. But no, fundamentally, we come back to, from the user's perspective, more people are putting in long tail search now than ever before. We are search savvy. We understand how to get the results that we want. And if brands aren't thinking about the long tail and only going for those head competitive keywords, they are missing a trick to be engaging directly with all of these customers that are searching for them and want to buy their products or services.
Felice, fantastic as always. And listeners, thank you for listening. Sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast is the place to go if you want to find the show notes on the website. If you've got questions, email them to podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And if you want to leave a voice message, either a question or a comment, then it's +44 or 0 if you're in the UK, 1273 256 150. And you can leave a message with a nice recorded lady. Or is it a man? I can't remember. And of course, you can find us in iTunes, and we love reviews and ratings. So it's goodbye from me, Andy White, and it's goodbye from
Felice Ayling.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.